masturbation impossible.
The feds kill a radical Islamic leader in a raid on a warehouse outside of Detroit. Meanwhile, one worker says he was fired just for wearing a God button. What's that all about? Plus, drivers in California, specifically in San Francisco, not too happy with the Bay Bridge closing. Why did it close? We have the details there, too. Also, Obama inks the defense bill, and it's attached to the hate crimes provision as well. That took 11 years to get through. Many of the Republicans up in arms that that happened, but knew it was going to go down that way. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Where we start is with what happened in Detroit. I think incredible when you think of what's happened now with the FBI and the CIA in the last couple of months and how many plots have been foiled. This one, it sounds like it was almost accidental what happened here, although what a jackpot they hit if that's true. Ultimately, the feds were going in to break up a ring that were selling stolen goods and illegal possession and sale of firearms and all that kind of stuff. They had a criminal complaint, and they were rounding up people in the area, and they nailed the, you know, hit the jackpot or nailed it when they got this Sunni Islam group leader. He was fatally shot while resisting arrest and exchanging gunfire with the feds. And as I said, it happened at a warehouse in Dearborn, Michigan. They were trying to arrest Luqman Abdullah on those charges. He didn't surrender, so next thing you know, by the time it turned into the OK Corral, he was dead on the ground. He was also known as Christopher Thomas. He was an imam or prayer leader, of course you know what that means, of a radical group whose primary mission was to establish an Islamic state within the United States. So this raid was not terrorism related, but was aimed at, you know, dismantling this group that was engaging in these, what we would call more conventional crimes, and they happened to latch on to him in the meantime. What's interesting with Abdullah is that he had been under FBI investigation for a couple of years. You had informants in the mosque where he was pushing this separate Islamic State thing in the U.S. He was anti-government, anti-police, anti pretty much everything. And here they landed him in this ordinary crimes category. Nobody was charged with terrorism, but again, he was pushing and encouraging his followers to commit violent acts against the United States. So here we go again. When people say nothing is happening in these mosques, yes, there are peaceful Muslim people in the United States who are stellar Americans, who are like anybody else who's Catholic or Protestant or atheist or whatever they are. But there are also, you cannot deny the links to many of the mosques. This is why the FBI tries to infiltrate, and this is why they're constantly looking for people who speak Arabic and Farsi, if that's the language they're using, unless it's homegrown and they're using English or, you know, whatever. So in this case, what's coming out of this is he was training his followers in regular use of guns and martial arts and sword fighting, more and more pouring out of, you know, of this guy's background. And apparently he was one of the members of a national group, mostly black, some converted to Islam while in prisons across the United States. The link back to the FBI director, Robert Mueller, who was insistent about the Gitmo thing. If we're going to close Guantanamo in January, please do not bring the terror suspects here for what could happen in the prison systems. And you get these people who will argue back with you and say, well, it doesn't matter because they're going to be in lockdown. They're going to be in supermax facilities. But it's not true because, the tentacles of what they're preaching reaches all across and throughout whatever system they're going to be in. But that's a separate thing. So what's interesting here is he was serving a sentence and, ended up serving time coming out, then leading this group as the imam. And the mosque was in a brick duplex on pretty much a quiet residential street in Detroit. And the sign on the door was in English and Arabic, and it read, "There is no God but Allah." So bravo, honestly, to the FBI for nailing one of these guys who wanted nothing more than to do some damage across the United States, whether it was accidental or not. It's absolutely a positive, positive thing that's starting to happen. So this maybe some of this information sharing. Yeah, finally, maybe it's working. For all the criticism, certainly, and I've been one to criticize, for all the criticisms we level at, you know, some of these guys for not having things fall through the cracks and not sharing, this was definitely a positive thing. Again, follow the money. And what would you be doing there? Following the money, selling guns and all the stuff that was coming out of the warehouse. So they knew with the fraud and whatnot that there might have been some bigger connection. And, geez, sure enough, there was. I'm going to bring up this story because remember we had that horrible bridge collapse in the Twin Cities a couple of years ago. It was sad that the people that some of the people that didn't lose their life, but others that were killed as a result of that, and how horrific those pictures. Remember when it just fell apart? Then we learned that there's so many bridges across the United States that need to be reinforced. Well, how about this? 5,000 pounds of metal breaks off the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge and just rains down on traffic during rush hour. You talk about the safety of a span like that. Automatically, to me, I thought of that World Series in 1998. Remember what, like earthquake, you're thinking earthquake. And I think some of the people actually thought that. Luckily, there were only minor injuries for the people because it could have been much worse. There was, of course, massive delays and whatnot, and now leading to the closing of the bridge because they're going to have to look at that. And you've got a lot of people that use that bridge to get to the peninsula and other areas of a very crowded San Francisco, one of our biggest cities, and you're either going across the Golden and on in a different direction, you're in the city, or you're coming out of the city, or you're heading into Oakland or whatever. And it's one woman described it as couldn't believe what she saw. This crossbar and two rods fall, imagine this, and bounce on the road ahead of her, right? She's headed to San Francisco. She swerves her car. It spun out. She ran over the rods, which, of course, gashed her tires. She's lucky that didn't fly in the window. And it's so surprising they didn't have more people that were injured as a result of that. But here we go again, snapped rods and problems with the bridges. And it's the millions of dollars that you have to redo or to reinforce areas across the United States, not just in San Francisco. You wonder, since the Minneapolis thing, I've thought about this, and crossing some of these spans, I mean, geez, how safe are you when they haven't done anything to the bridge? And this is one of the most expensive public works projects in California history. And what's the problem with California right now? Soaring costs, unfinished business on the eastern span of that Bay Bridge. Why? Look at the state. Look at the money. Yikes. I don't know. Maybe take a boat. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
All right, as usual here on America Tonight, we're talking about a lot of things that are going down across the U.S. and elsewhere, including Afghanistan, the latest there, the defense bill passing, and included the hate crimes legislation that was signed, and ultimately what does that mean, and how will some of it get a little dicey, I think confusing, in how it will be enforced, etc. And coming up, we're going to tell you about coffins being sold at Walmart. Yeah, it's so bad out there that Walmart figures I can capitalize on death, too. Urns and coffins, I'm serious. I was stunned. Somebody told me this, and it's absolutely true. But we were just talking about bridges and how secure they are. And there are thousands of bridges in the United States. I've been over some of the biggest ones because I used to commute from New Jersey to New York, and there's like five bridges in New York. I would go over one called the Verrazano. If you look it up, it's one of the largest spans in the U.S. And I mean, I'm a bridge person. It was cool going over that bridge. But there were some weird things that happened on the bridge. Nothing with things snapping or whatever. But one time I was on the bridge and somebody was going the wrong way. How does that happen on a bridge like that? I don't know. It was scary. And now you have this thing of since what happened in Minneapolis, how many bridges need to be reinforced, but they don't, they get pushed off, the work isn't done because it's cost too much money and it's overlooked or pushed aside for another year or whatever, and now they're having the same thing with the Bay Bridge, and you have like 280,000 people that go over there a day. It's an outrageous number because that's a huge city. Of course, Donovan Madsen, our technical maestro, is in Minneapolis, and I'm sure you remember what happened with the bridge in Minneapolis 2 years ago, where people just were, I think, stunned. There was no clue that it was going to collapse, certainly, like that. What was the do you remember what people were talking about when that happened?
Well, I think most common sentiment was kind of a sense of eeriness, because this was just kind of an anonymous freeway bridge over a river, like exists in probably hundreds of cities across the U.S., and one day it just up and died.
Yeah, and, but terrible that you had, like, school bus. Remember the school bus that was hanging over?
Right.
And the trucks?
It's a really remarkable thing that there was as few casualties as there were.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, crazy. And, I mean, it does make you think, like you said, right there, it's just a fairly anonymous bridge. Oh, just this bridge. Because you don't even realize how many bridges sometimes that you go over. Unless it's a route, I guess, that you take every day. My example was in New York or in Philadelphia, Philadelphia to New Jersey, the Walt Whitman Bridge or the Ben Franklin. So the bridges that I was using, commuting with, are fairly really big bridges like the Bay Bridge. Oh, yeah, so there you go. Gosh, can you imagine? Oof. Luckily, thank goodness you weren't on it. Yeah, that's one of those, oof, I wasn't there that day. I had already gone over that bridge. That's what people were talking about. I saw a lot of people in the news from Minneapolis. That's what they were saying. All right, Mark is listening to us in upstate New York. Hey, Mark.
Kate, what bridge scared me the most was that Tappan Zee.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Too low to the water, right?
Yes, I agree.
Or I remember how many times I drove that limo right after the New York City Marathon, and that bridge was filled with sweatshirts and T-shirts and hats and sweatpants. But what I really want to talk about, kiddo, was Hamas brought it up, but I think Barack Obama brought it up. It's been said for years how with most of the black crimes, black on black. But when they bring that up, they never talk about geography. And most of that black on black crime is in the inner cities. And I happen to work, well, you know Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I worked there for 20 years, mostly at night, too, around the clock.
Ooh.
And I delivered fuel oil. I never got mugged, never got hurt. I would pull up the so-called gangbangers, and I would get out and do my job. I remember one time I was in the middle of a gunfight, and all the kids were hiding behind my truck, you know. But they never talk about geography. And I used to deliver oil to these huge projects. I hate to call them that, too. And for decades, nobody could live in them. Even when the Jews came, the Italians, you know, you can't house people like animals. It's just not going to work.
Right.
But, when I used to go deliver oil and they said, oh, get to this big place that's out of oil, the people would come out and I said, how long has it been since you had heat? And they would go like 2 weeks. The owners of these places, which was Section 8, if the oil ran out, by the time the Board of Health called the owner, he'd say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get down there today. It could be 2 weeks, and the guy can save $5,000 to $7,000 by doing that to these people. Mm. And I worked real close. You can't find a bank in the inner city because they're scared. And I brought up with Donovan, too, before, that isn't it funny how all these skinheads and these white Aryan Nation fellas, they don't live in the inner cities. It's in the suburbs that they live. They wouldn't last 4 minutes in the city. Okay. But what I recommend they do is blow the projects up, clean the brick, put little houses there. But the government sometimes, like when that little kid was going to school there and he got beat up real bad because he didn't want to join a gang. Just the way they did that, they'll promote that to heck. And after the riots, you know just as well as me, they never rebuilt Newark. They never rebuilt Watts. They didn't rebuild anything after the riots. It stood the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And you said it in a nutshell. That's what has to really be done. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, kiddo.
Yeah. All right. You take care. Thanks for sharing. He's right. That, you know, I think of Newark, New Jersey. I think of people that I know that worked in and around Newark. Think of parts of Philadelphia. I think of parts of Chicago. And you know exactly what we're talking about. Here's the problem with the hate crimes legislation. And you look at the First Amendment, right? Is it really necessary? And what kind of an effect will this have on all kinds of crime? I think that there could be a problem that could become a shield. And so somebody who should, let's face it, I'm a death penalty person, really get fried for something. Maybe they won't now as a result of that. I think it's a step in a very, very dangerous, slippery slope, sliding right down there. The other Mark in New York is listening to us as well. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon, the Myannis River Bridge fell down in June of 83 in Kaskab, New York. The Tappan Zee's in pretty good shape, and so is the Verrazano. That's just on the bridges. Man, you get on so many good topics. Mark upstate, the problem with in Newark, and I grew up in those projects, I still have black friends that are the same, they don't have father figures. It's not the type of, it's not the where you live, it's your family structure. They tried it with the Great Society. You can knock them down and put up, if they don't own the houses, and that was part of the reason for the Community Reinvestment Act. But they gave loans to people because they figured if you own your own home, you take care of it. But you have to have a stable family in, no matter what ghetto you're from, no matter where you're from. But that's not the reason I called. I can't listen to the show without making those topics. I know of where I speak, where I came from. But what I really wanted to talk about is, well, the hate crime legislation is going to eventually lead to thought police. What you're saying, what you're doing, there's no such thing as a love crime. If someone beats the hell out of me and calls me a cracker, honky, white boy, redneck, that's fine. But if I punch some guy, some black guy, and I call him the N-word, and he hits the ground and cracks his head and dies, because I said the N-word, I get 10 more years, it doesn't make any sense. If white males are not, or people of Christian, or non-homosexual, are not protected, what's the point? It doesn't make any sense. And after Mr. Bird was dragged behind a pickup truck, a white guy was dragged by three black men and killed, but you never heard about that. Let's talk about what's really, really going on. And I'm sorry. About the imam getting killed, when are the people going to realize? If I hear one more time that we haven't been hit since 9/11, I'm going to shoot myself. If a Republican president was in office, I guarantee you there'd be protests outside the mosque. But I think that something's going to happen now that this guy was killed. When is America going to realize this wasn't a priest, it wasn't a rabbi, it wasn't a Christian minister that was killed? And also these kids that don't want to join gangs. This is what the imams do. They get these kids that don't have father figures and they bring them into Islam. That's what the guy in North Carolina did. It goes on and on and on. And the underlying fact is Islamic extremists. Our borders are still open. We're still giving N1 visas. Kate, they're trying to get a nuclear weapon. Now you say, what does this have to do with Mark? The point is they're going to try to hit us soft targets with firearms and machetes and martial arts like they did on the planes. Your local Walmart. They had a terrorist, al-Qaeda guy at the Hadron Collider, the super collider over in Europe. They're trying to get nuclear material. They're coming at us from every single crack in the woods, and our borders are still wide open. The fellow who wrote the Investigative Project, he wrote about the Islamists. They're still here.
Right.
They're always in the Midwest. Wake up, America, and be prepared, and just keep your eyes open. Thank you, baby.
All right, he's right. I mean, everything that you're saying there is what I keep saying about the mosque, and that's what he's saying, is you have to be realistic about this, and so it shouldn't be such a surprise to everybody, and that's why we applauded the FBI for what they did right at the top of our show. Stay with us.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you.
All right. You know what they say about a duck. If it quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, etc. We talked about this in our last show. Public option is pretty much dead. Now it's being called the consumer option, the competitive option. It's ridiculous. We know what the public option is. So let's spend time wasting taxpayers' money to come up with a buzz phrase. It's the same thing. Call it rebranding, anything to get all of us on board with the public option. I compared it to swine flu versus H1N1. Whoops, we can't call it swine flu anymore. That's negative. So Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is saying, look, public option has been misrepresented, and it creates the impression that the taxpayers, and I was talking about this last time, are going to have to foot the bill for health care. And the new wording is what they're all talking about now. Let's call it some other name, whatever. We're going to change the name. But here's the bottom line. All of this stuff is supposed to come to a head here by the end of the week. So is it or is it not going to include this competitive edge option or whatever they want to call it? So some final parting shots on the whole public option nonsense. Here's Harry Reid, who, of course, supports the public option. And here was his take, the senator, on would that be unveiled on Thursday when supposedly this granddaddy of them all bills is set to take flight. Here's what he said.
I'm aware of the issue of the public option. It's been a source of great discussion for many weeks now. As I've said here on a number of occasions, I've always been a strong supporter of a public option. Well, a public option is not a silver bullet. I believe it's an important way to ensure competition at a level of playing field for patients with the insurance industry. As we've gone through this process, I've concluded, with the support of the White House, Senators Dodd and Baucus, that the best way to move forward is to include a public option with the opt-out provision for states. Under this concept, states will be able to determine whether the public option works well for them and will have the ability to opt out if they so choose. I believe that a public option can achieve the goal of bringing meaningful reform to our broken system. It will protect consumers, keep insurers honest, and ensure competition, and that's why we intend to include it in the bill that we submitted, that will be submitted to the Senate.
All right, so it's going to be included, supposedly. I mean, it's the same thing. You hear one thing one day, one thing the other day, that it's a more watered-down version. But we'll find out. We're anticipating it, of course. Set my alarm clock, just like an actress, when I'm waiting to see if I'm going to be called for the Academy Awards at 5 a.m. or whatever, so I can hear what the unveiling is all about on C-SPAN or wherever. All right, here's another take on it. This is Congressman James Clyburn, and a much different take. Here's what he said.
Yes, we do, in every one of them. I would be inclined to agree with my friend Senator Hatch if we were not doing that. The fact of the matter is, what we're doing in this bill is to attack the runaway charges that have escalated in Medicare to bring that under control. It's kind of interesting, but you recall on the night that the president was speaking to the joint session, there were Republicans waving a plan in the back of the room. That plan that they were waving had the same kind of Medicare adjustments and cuts that we have in ours. So the Republicans and the Democrats are together on that part of the bill.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, the old polls, you recall, said that 61% of the American public want to have a public option. That means that what we're saying is 60% of the United States Senate will deny a vote on the public option. I can't imagine that 60% of the United States Senate will deny 61% of the American people an opportunity to get what they say they want. So I would say to Senator Reid that 60 ought not be the crucial number. 50 ought to be the crucial number. And if I'm told that there are 52 or 53 Democrats who clearly will vote for a public option, at least some form of a public option, and I do believe that the time has come for us to make 50 the number. Reconciliation has been provided for in our budget resolution. It is time for us to stop the snail pace, stop running out the clock, and start getting done for the American people what they tell us that they would like to see done.
You know, I read on a blog post somewhere that it sounded more like 52 pickup, and that's, you know, that card game. It sounds like 52 pickup. They're right. The stuff that's being thrown out, nobody has a clue what they're voting on. Nobody has a clue. And here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, do you really want the government to run this? I mean, let's be honest. Now we're hearing, okay, well, we're going to have this public option, but it's the states going to have to decide if it's competitive or not. Well, what does that mean? So what about the co-ops? As you can opt into the co-ops. It's all very confusing, and I think it's meant to be confusing. I really, really do. And, you know, here we go again. You have the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who he's saying that this universal health care, we're not going to have the votes, obviously, and it's going to harm American families rather than nurture them because of the amount of money, of course, it's going to cost, and it's going to be mass confusion. And then you have the other side of this where everybody needs health care. And if you look at the polls, people are saying that they desperately want this public option, call it whatever you want to call it, because they want to be able to cover themselves and not go bankrupt, et cetera. But truly, if you look at it, you're talking about taxes, more taxes, and you're going to have to be forced to get health care coverage meaning you're going to have to pay for it, the bottom line is. And what about the employers? So then the employers who pick up the federal public care for their employees wouldn't have to pay for or have any further involvement, I guess, with health care. But, you know, again, it's not a free lunch, according to everything that I've been able to discern about this. So I think that's where the confusion comes in, because you'll get I've had a heated argument with someone about it today. Why would you say that this is a bad thing when you look at situations that people are in, and maybe that you've been in, where you're jumping from a job to a job and you've got the high COBRA payment and you've got children, etc. But it's not, I think it's not at all what people think. I think the analogy of the Medicare is a good one, in the sense that what initially Medicare was going to cost was nowhere near what ultimately the current form of what we're hearing coming out of the Beltway will cost. I think the numbers are phony. I think the numbers will collapse. And then we'll be talking on talk shows about, well, remember when we talked a couple of years ago about this, and we were saying, look out, because there's really the estimated cost, and then what really is, and what the round number is nowhere near what was projected. So guess what? You're going to have to make up the difference. And I think it comes down to this. I think that Americans don't have, or many of us don't have, this big time disposable income where, oof, geez, we've got to pay another tax, but oh well, it's for the greater good for this, or you know, ultimately, this is going to be better for us, and we're going to pay less. You know, how much can you afford to pay? If you're hanging on to your house with your mortgage, with your property taxes, with the insurance that you have to pay for everything down the line, more taxes and more payments are going to break a lot of people's banks where they're already working two jobs. And again, I come back to this. How are you supposed to pay for this? You can only stretch yourself so far before it's too late, and before you find yourself, like I said, going to Walmart and looking for one of those caskets, which is so crazy. They're now selling caskets and urns, and they're doing it actually online because they're undercutting funeral homes. Why? Because people don't have enough money to buy the kind of caskets or the urns that when you go to the funeral home and you're already distraught at having to deal with the death situation. So a discount on your loved one's final resting place, whatever it is. I happened to check it out, and they've got about 15 caskets, and the ranges of prices are from $9.99, and it goes all the way up to $2,000. I think all are actually less than $2,000. There was one that sold for $3,000 something. But the caskets ship within 48 hours, and the funeral homes have to get the third party caskets. Returns aren't accepted. The caskets are made from a company in Illinois, and they're having outrageous response already in the first week. They're having a much better response than they thought that they would have. And the same thing with the urns, because they know that when, as I said, when somebody goes to the funeral home, they can't afford it. You can get, they're saying you can get a quality casket for $1,000 rather than $5,000 in this funeral home, when you just don't have the money. So now you're going to be able to buy it much cheaper online. Here's the thing though. If you're getting a casket online, you don't have, I guess, the advantage of talking to the funeral director, other than to say you don't have that, you don't have that human connection, I guess. But I think it's about money, and that's what it's about. The people don't have that that extra money, and it goes back to the same thing I'm saying with healthcare. If it's extra taxes, if it's you're going to be fined, if you're in between jobs, you have to have healthcare. It's, inevitably you're the one that's going to have to pay. I think the IRS is going to be collecting a lot of money, is ultimately what I think is going to happen here. All right, controversy over an interesting ad. Have you seen any of the DirecTV ads? One includes Chris Farley. We're going to tell you about that next.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to that one of those commercials from DirecTV that has really upset a lot of people. They're asking, some people are asking them to pull it. It's of Chris Farley and David Spade. I don't know if you've seen it or not. I think it's actually very, very funny. But, you know, you guys know me by now and how I take things, right? And then there's another one I just happened to see. You know, the Wayne's World character and, what's her name? Oh, Kim Basinger. And it's actually pretty funny as well. It's intercutting things with her and then talking about DirecTV. We're going to let you hear that in a second. First, though, this was pretty big news. When you look at schools across the U.S. and, you know, a trickle here were closing and a few were closing here and there. But I guess roughly 700 schools closed, remember, last spring when the swine flu outbreak hit. And now they're saying so far this school year about 600 have temporarily shut their doors. And it just depends on how many students have come down with the flu and because they're afraid the virus would spread if they stayed open. That kind of makes sense. Hey, if you've got to close for a few days and you've got 20% of the students calling in sick, then why not close the doors? I mean, that makes sense to me, right? In any kind of an epidemic that happens to spread. So a lot of these are like in Chicago, they're having some schools that have closed because they're being hit hard, and the H1N1 virus, a.k.a. swine flu, has hit some of the younger grades and spread in the public schools. And if they've got, you know, like in Connecticut, where we're on, of course, broadcasting in Middletown public schools, you had a middle school closed for the rest of the week after 120 students stayed home sick Monday and another 25 were sent home by noon. So that makes sense. I mean, it's transmittal, so keep them away for the rest of the week, right? And also, by the way, those doses are now available. But then it's a question of to take it or not to take it. There is a big rush on Tamiflu, and the flu shots, as I said, are arriving, and it depends on where you live and who's getting them. By the way, the Obama girls did get the swine flu shots. And that was a big story about, well, if, you know, the daughters of the president aren't getting it, why should we have our kids roll up their sleeves and get it? So sure enough, they got it. I wonder how they feel about that. Malia, Sasha, we have to make a point here. You have to roll up those sleeves and get those shots. I don't think they said it like that, but you get my drift. All right, let's hop to that commercial. Let me give you a little setup here. It is DirecTV. Some of you probably have DirecTV or Time Warner or however you get your cable system. I don't know. But certainly they're competing for your dollars. And I think humor sells, whether some people thought it was macabre or not. But this is Chris Farley, who sadly, of course, died many, many years ago, and who would have been his tag team partner, David Spade. And here's the ad.
Richard, is this your coat?
Don't do it.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Great. I'm here with tons of fun when I could be at home watching DirecTV. No matter what I want to watch, it's in sweet, beautiful HD. But no, I'm stuck with either cable or that.
What's happening?
Never gets old.
To get the most TV for the money and lock in your price for an entire year, call 1-800-DIRECTV.
All right, for me, I thought it was clever, but there were people that were upset because they thought it was an affront to his family in using him and interspersing it, because he's, you know, it's a scene from one of the movies they did together, and he's saying, hey, fat guy in a little coat, which is what Chris Farley was saying, and he's saying, I can look at that or look at my DirecTV. I think it's much ado about nothing. I mean, hey, if Chris Farley was a really super, super, I think, funny guy. He was one of the more talented people on Saturday Night Live, because I think by then really it had gone in the opposite direction. And, you know, unfortunately he had a drug problem sadly, he passed away as a result of his lifestyle. But he still has, interestingly enough, a lot of people that think he's pretty funny, and they'll play his old stuff every once in a while in some of those Saturday Night Live shows when they do the look back shows and whatnot. And it's terrifically funny. So I don't think DirecTV did anything wrong by interspersing those two together. Was it offensive? Do you think, Donovan, you saw it because you dubbed it. Do you think it's offensive to use a comedian who's died because of a drug problem?
I don't think so. I think it's a perpetuation of, you know, the material and keeping it kind of alive. I don't really find it offensive at all, unless they're using it in some sort of insulting or disgraceful way, which I don't really think this was.
Yeah, I don't think it was either, and I like the way you said that. It's true. It's sort of like keeping the Chris Farley memory alive, because then it's one of those aha moments for those of us who got his humor. It's like, yeah, Farley, man, he was funny. Check it out. And that does get your attention. So actually, it's clever marketing by DirecTV, because of some of the marketplace that they want to hit, they're going to hit it with by going back in pop culture, which is what they're doing, the Wayne's World guy in going back with him, and which was Dana Carvey who played him, and of course Kim Basinger, and it's cleverly done as well, and I think that's the idea. It's catching your attention. Speaking of catching your attention, This came out, and we talked about it a couple of days ago, the Michael Jackson movie, This Is It, and it's gotten rave reviews. And in fact, I read somewhere today, somebody who had seen it, because they really kept a tight lid on this, that it's a portrait of anything you can imagine in his last moments of life, basically, because he was rehearsing for this show, and that there's incredible glimpses into what you would have seen with him if he had lived, meaning Michael Jackson, you know, dying in June before this happened. And they're already talking about, of course, they're already talking about an Academy Award nomination for this movie, for the way it was put together. They had 100 hours of footage and had to actually pare it down and come up with a way to make it make sense. Now, obviously, you have the songs, and he went through some of the songs and rehearsed it, and they had full portions of it. So I'm thinking probably some of it is, you know, some of it is intact, where you would have seen what you would have seen pretty much in the show. But then there must be other things that are included in it, whether it's got to be interviews, sort of documentary style. And I'm going to be real curious, because, you know, we do our cheap little movie reviews coming up on our next show on America Tonight. I'll be real curious as to whether or not they end up raking in as much money as they thought they were going to get for this. Sony paid $60 million for the rights, so anything over 60 is a profit for them. You got to believe, because they'll do DVD sales and everything, you got to believe that it's going to make way more than $60 million. You know, how much, I don't know. But it'll pay off whatever debt he had, things toward his children's future, and the DVD sales, because now you're looking at being in November and probably Christmas time, perfect for selling it then. You're going to have people that are going to get it. You know, when you have the rush to go grab something, whether it's the Elmo dolls, I'm sure some of the men listening to me can relate to that. Did your wife send you out at the last second to go to Toys R Us to get a Cabbage Patch doll or an Elmo doll, and you were practically trampled on? This could probably be the hot ticket for the holidays for, you know, so many people that grew up in the 80s and even before that, because who didn't know Michael Jackson's music? For all the other weird, twisted things and his downfall, the music is the deal, I think, and it's not going to taint any of the DVDs or this movie either. Remember, anything that we talk about here on America Tonight, of course, you can throw your 2 cents in via the email always, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Make sure you go to the website and check it out, because we're posting a lot of new things. I had like a little deal about taking a break for a couple of hours to watch the Phillies, but we've got postings on other things, and we also have the blunder of the day there as well, so check it out.
Live fast, die young, have a good-looking corpse.